Shoftim Parakhov Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So the third day of battle has arrived, and Bnei Yisrael are setting ambushes to draw out the Bnei Binyamin from Giva. They have done full and complete tshuva. They are making war against, as they said earlier, Binyamin Achi, so they still feel brotherhood and closeness to Binyamin, but they feel that this absolutely must be done. And we know that this time they have asked the right questions, and Hashem has promised that Binyamin will be handed over into their hands. So Lamed Aleph, Vayetzu Bnei Binyamin Likrasa Am. So the Bnei Yisrael are attacking frontally, it seems, as they had on the other days, still overconfident, although in reality this wasn't the case. And so the Bnei Binyamin went out to meet the Klal Yisrael troops that were attacking them. Huntiku min ha'ir, and they were separated from the city, Nesek, cut off. So they found themselves straying out further and further. Klal Yisrael did this strategically on purpose. They had been told, the man Loez is very specific. He says that they were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Binyamin will be given into their hands, but it didn't say he will destroy them from before us, which is the phrase that Hashem used about the Kenanim. So into your hands implies, said Klal Yisrael, that we have to fight with our own hands and come up with a good strategy. So they figured the Avera of Shevet Binyamin was their hostility to the other tribes, which might also be at the root of their lack of Hachnasas Orchin, their lack of hospitality to strangers who come in. They hate strangers and want to drive them away. And even after the first 2 days they had driven us away from their city, they pursued us and killed us, even though we weren't a threat. That is a very un-Jewish course of action to take. Revenge is not supposed to be the way one acts. Self-defense is permissible, but chasing to merely extend the killing is not. So the further out that they pursue us, the less justification they have to fight us. So by pulling them out, it's not just strategic that we're pulling them out. It's also, on a cosmic level, something that's a big mistake by Shevet Binyamin, because they cannot justify their actions now once they leave the city by that far. So the Benjaminite tribes left the city and got separated from it. Vayochelu lahakos mei ha'am chalolim kifa'am bifa'am. And they began to wound the rest of the Jewish people mortally. Vayochelu lahakos mei ha'am chalolim, corpses, killing Jews, as they did on the previous two episodes on days 1 and 2. Bamasilos asher achas ola veisel the achas givosa basada, and they were chasing them into the pathways. And masila are kind of the roads towards Veisel and one towards Giva in the field. And how many people did they kill? Kishloshim ish b'Yisrael, approximately 30 men in Klal Yisrael. So 30 men is nowhere near the thousands that they had killed on the day before. But the bloodlust is with them now, and they feel like, okay, we're winning, we're doing everything we were supposed to do, we are chasing them off, we are superior, we can't lose, day 3 out of 3, we're doing great. Lamed Beis, Vayomru Bnei Binyamin, Nigafim Heim Lefaneinu Kavri Rishona. And the Bnei Binyamin said out loud, they are being defeated before us. They're being smitten before us, just as in the beginning. So they really saw a parallel and didn't see any reason to be careful. Uvenei Yisrael amru na nusa unesaknuhu min ha'ir el hamasilos. Meanwhile, the Bnei Yisrael were saying, let us run away and separate them from the city onto these side roads. In other words, therefore, this is all part of the strategy to separate them from the city and to draw them out. And they were being very, very successful. So both sides are shouting their or are articulating their strategies. But the Bnei Binyamin aren't hearing very well and aren't seeing the danger that is looming before them. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So here they are now being drawn away. B'chol ish Yisrael kamu mimekomo v'yarchu b'va'al tamar. And so then, each man of Yisrael arose from his place, and they pitched the battle at Ba'al Tamar. Baal Tamar is on the road to Yericho, Rashi says. So they're specifically pitching the battle further down the road, and everybody's getting up from his place, and Binyamin doesn't see the danger that is looming in front of them. The Orev Yisrael Megiach Mimakomo Mima'are Gova. And now they start to spring the trap. The ambush of the 11 tribes of Yisrael drew out from its place from the plains of Geva. So now the ambush is starting to come out of hiding, and the Binyaminites don't realize that anything is going wrong. The ambush waited until Binyamin had completely abandoned the city and gotten separated from it. In the meantime, the Baal Tamar battle site is that they were running down the road and suddenly turned around to face their pursuers. So Binyamin still hasn't realized that they're about to catch up with an armed force in front of them who seem to be fleeing, and that they have an ambush behind them. And the Bnei Binyamin are in very big trouble. Lamedalad vayavo'u mineged lagiva aseres alafim ish bachur mikol Yisrael. They came from opposite Giva, this ambush, 10,000 young men or chosen men from all of Yisrael. Vamilchama kaveda, and the battle was very heavy. Vehem lo yadu kino gaas aleihem hara'a. But the people of Binyamin did not realize that disaster, calamity, the evil was upon them, and that they had already lost, and they did not even realize.